numbers were recently announced for the dollar amounts paid to victims of crimes in Arkansas. In February, victims of 35 cases in Washington County were paid a total of $73,811, an amount much larger than the payouts to two victims in Benton County for $2,900. The total paid out in the state of Arkansas for February of 2014 was $314,872. This sparked my interest, and to find out how the system works, I spoke with Avis Lane, director of the Arkansas Crime Reparations Board. According to recent census data, Washington County actually has a smaller population than Benton County. And Lane says the payout amounts per county are not based on population, but rather the number of claims the board receives.
When I queried statistics for 2013, I show that we received more claims from Washington County than we did from Benton County. We have two very good victim assistance programs there, and they're located in the prosecutor's office. Part of their job is to notify victims of our program and the resources available to them, and they do a very good job getting the word out. And fortunately, there just may have been fewer victims in Benton County during that time.
So are there fewer people in Benton County working, getting the word out about the programs?
Well, each prosecutor's office has a victim assistance coordinator, and they have one in Benton County, and then we also have a coordinator in the prosecutor's office in Washington County as well.
Who is eligible to receive payouts?
Anyone who has been a victim of violent crime is eligible to file an application, and as long as the eligibility criteria has been met, they are eligible for compensation.
What is some of that eligibility criteria? What does that look like?
Okay, the incident should have occurred in Arkansas on or after July 1st of 1988. That's when the program was enacted. The claim needs to be filed within a year from the date of the incident, and that can be waived for good cause. The incident needs to be reported to proper authorities within 72 hours. The victim must have suffered personal injury or death due to a criminal act. The victim must cooperate with the investigation or prosecution. The expenses must not be covered by a collateral source. The victim or claimant must not have a criminally injurious felony conviction. The victim's conduct must not be contributory or they be engaged in illegal activity. And the victim must not have been incarcerated as a result of a conviction at the time of the incident. And the motor vehicle injuries that we consider need to be DWI, intent, or hit and run.
And so then it's up to the person in the prosecutor's office who's in charge of victims assistance programs to kind of make sure that all those criteria are met, and then it gets sent to the state board?
What we ask, Christina, is for them to file the application and let our office do a thorough investigation, because sometimes the victim assistance coordinators may see something they feel might render a claim ineligible, but once it's here, it's seen differently. So we encourage them to file the claim regardless.
So are we talking about crimes? I mean, you mentioned the DWI. So if somebody is driving while intoxicated and hits somebody else.
Correct.
I mean, are we also talking about rape or, domestic violence?
Yes. Any criminal act that results in personal injury or death.
How is the amount determined?
Well, we have a maximum allowable award of $10,000. But in the event that a victim suffers a catastrophic injury, by that I mean a total and permanent disability, they could be eligible for up to $25,000.
And this is different from filing like a civil suit?
Correct.
Right. Do you find that victims just don't realize that this is an option for them?
In some of the smaller rural counties, that could be a possibility. But we put effort into making sure service providers, law enforcement agencies know about our program. We give them our brochures, our applications, and they are certainly welcome to call us for assistance. But we've saturated that information around the state.
Once a victim files the application and is perhaps approved, you know, how long does this process take?
Generally 90 days.
So that's pretty quick. That's not very long really at all. Where can people find out more information?
www.arkansasag.gov. There's information regarding our program in all of the prosecutor's offices. And most emergency rooms have copies of our brochures and applications.
And that's just because most victims, a lot of victims, go to the emergency room after a crime occurs?
That's correct.
Yeah. Who is responsible for conducting the investigations?
We have a staff of 7 investigators. Once an application is received, they conduct an investigation to determine eligibility. They then prepare a summary explaining the events surrounding the incident itself. Injuries sustained are noted, and also the assistance that's requested is noted. The summary is then submitted to our board once a month along with a recommendation, and our 5-member governor-appointed board renders a decision.
Do these board members have legal training?
The General Assembly required that 2 of our 5 board members be admitted to practice law in the state. And we have 2 board members, Lewis Jones, he's an attorney from Fayetteville, and Bryce Brewer is an attorney here in Little Rock.
Do you know what your approval rate is? How many claims you approve versus deny?
I could tell you on average how many we award and how many we've denied in a 3-year period.
Okay.
On average, we've awarded over 2,000 and denied 420.
And what is the basis for denying a claim? They just don't meet that eligibility?
That's correct.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Avis. I don't believe I have any other questions.
Okay.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're welcome.
Avis Lane is the director of the Arkansas Crime Reparations Board. She says the dollar amounts paid to crime victims are paid for by fines and court costs imposed on those found guilty of crimes in the state. I spoke with her over the phone from her office in Little Rock yesterday.